Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you agree with this? That if The Athletic did one of their, GM surveys that they do, if they did one of those today.
Yeah.
And it was redraft the quarterbacks.
Yeah, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams.
See, I think today.
They would take him over Bo
Nix. I think today.
Stop.
I wouldn't.
Stop.
I would not put Bo Nix ahead of him.
Oh, man, that is the same thing that we talked about yesterday. And as Nick Wright is telling our guy, Danny Parkins.
His guy, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That Caleb would be the fourth quarterback taken in the draft. The look of pain and exasperation on Danny's television face. Oh, my goodness. Like, it was the Simpsons thing of, like, you could see where his heart breaks right here. Because Caleb is struggling.
So, look, going into the draft process, I want to be very clear. Not a fan of Drake May, not a fan of Bo Nix, okay? Was a fan of Jaden Daniels. I've been on the record with that. I also think that that gap between Caleb and Jaden was smaller than what people had said at the draft. And I also think it's smaller reversed now, okay? Bo Nix has been good. And he's gotten better, and he's clearly being coached hard, and he's taken to the coaching. His numbers are nice. He threw for 3,800 yards last year and completed 66% of his passes. Now, that's gone down a little bit so far, but he's also giving you a lot of extra with his legs. He's got 1,800 yards right now, and his touchdown to interceptions is 3-1. He's 15-5. Last year, he was 29-12. So he's ahead of that right now. He's tracking in the right direction. It's
Drake May's efficiency numbers are off the charts.
Here's the thing about it. You're allowed to, with new information, think differently. Like, it's important to take in, like, I have to let go of some of my pre-draft bias on these guys and look at what they are right now. It's what I was saying to you about, we were talking about it as a possible topic. When does this year no longer mirror last year? And maybe we're at that point where the things that you hold as truth walking into a season aren't necessarily the things that are going to happen. Like, Washington's not good.
They're 3-5. They're 1-4 on the road. They got a lot of things that are unraveling right now.
And so then you start putting that into the context of the Bears and go, oh, that was the Bears' best win was Washington. And you go, oh, but what if they're not good? So when I start to look around, trying to figure out when that person is no longer their draft profile is interesting. Like, when does the rigors of an NFL career...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rear take precedent over what it is people thought was your ceiling coming out. I don't have an answer for that. It's just a hypothesis that I'm working through.
I think that's happening to us locally. Certainly. It's certainly happening to me. I mean, and you heard it. That was pretty heavy to hear a guy like Jason Leisure, who's very solid and sensible
and level-headed and
careful, expressing his concerns.
Same thing with Matt Bowen. Like, Matt's not, he's not emotional in his viewing of things. Like, he's pretty dispassionate when it comes to watching tape.
Yeah.
And hearing him be like, I don't know, guys, like, something's not.
Yeah. And with Bowen today, it felt similar to where I was on Monday, yesterday when I came in, of just like the moments of football awareness. Like, he was really bummed about the choice on the interception. Just knowing the game situation. And that's the thing. It's just like realizing where you are and what the situation is and what the right thing is to do. So,
By the way, since I mentioned Matt Bowen, because I'm not sure if I did this or not, he's brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath.
And we thank them because the Bowen segments are great. Jason was more upset about, or at least he highlighted, the volume of things, like the menu of things that are distressing. I bring up Mahomes, and I think your hypothesis is sensible in terms of where we are.
It's a working one. They gotta, you know.
But like watching Mahomes last night in the second half, especially, is like you see what he does, especially in the red zone. And the Bears have been struggling so much in the red zone, and that's where you, as the skilled quarterback with an understanding of everything and a spatial awareness and a game situation awareness, have to make things happen. Obviously, on run plays, you know, other people could make things happen. But when it's you out on the edge or with the option to stay in the pocket or create and move things around, you're the guy who's got to figure that out. And that's why, like, on that last pass to DJ Moore, and there's this huge discrepancy among some people about, like, well, DJ's got to keep going. He covered himself with the linebacker. Like, no.
There were two windows before Caleb drops down sidearm to throw the ball.
DJ's, that window, like, that space between DJ and Caleb changes every instant as a play is happening. It's DJ's job to go find open space and be in it. And then it's the quarterback's job to get him the ball. How many times do you see quarterbacks make an adjustment, either with their eyes and they'll move somebody, or with their bodies and they'll jump, or they'll lean back, or with their arms, or by waiting a split second, or whatever, or they'll shovel it, you know? Like, there are a million, he could dump that over the top. There are a million ways to do it. It's up to him, but that's your job. Get the man the ball.
Throw the ball to the man. I'm a big proponent of that.
That's why that play's not on DJ for not anticipating where Caleb's window is.
It's Caleb's way.
No, it's right. But it's DJ's job. Go find open space and be in it. And there was other stuff going on the other side of that end zone.
And
if he kept going, he's going towards
the
traffic.
Right. You don't want to run yourself into being covered, which is why I keep asking about option routes, is because I want to get as much data on this as we can from people who know about this stuff.
Yeah.
And Because I keep seeing it. I keep seeing receivers go, hey, if I go over there, if I finish the route,
yeah,
I'm running into a linebacker.
Right, right, right.
I'm right here. Throw me the ball.
Just go to open space. And DJ was in open space. So it's like the stuff that makes Mahomes Mahomes is not just the crazy scramble on the run stuff. It's the little adjustments within the pocket. It's the adjustments within the red zone of just moving around and shuffling. And how many times have we seen great quarterbacks find a way to get a dude the ball in some other creative way if need be? And that was Caleb's job, and it is his job.
And Caleb is he's capable of it. Doing it.
Absolutely.
And we've seen him do it.
Nice touch on the little screen pass to DeAndre Swift the other day when he's like, oh, they baited the blitz, so he just floated it over the top to DeAndre Swift. Loved it.
Yes. We traffic in this, so I want to be very transparent about it. The industrial draft complex. Every year, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, we talk to a lot of people who work in the draft, and this is my opinion. I feel like every year the hyperbole, especially about quarterbacks, continues to rise. And it was the thing that unnerved me when we were talking about Caleb Williams. Part of the reason is I'm someone who watches college football.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not walking into it blind. I'm not the guy who only watches the NFL and then has opinions about guys who play college football. I'm watching every week. I watch a ton of Caleb's games live. And so I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in there, but there's some other things that you have to worry about. But whenever you voiced any sort of, like, he might, guy, like, all I would say is don't compare him to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's a dangerous game to play because Patrick Mahomes is one of one. And look at how long it took us to get to him.
Well, part of that is that there's a philosophy which has been you draft the young quarterback that can maybe save you. And you just keep doing it the way the Bengals did with Burrow. Like, you will find that guy, but here's the thing. Do you keep repeating that? I remember having these conversations on the old show. And what if this doesn't work? Then you take the next one. I don't know, looking around, if that is still the right philosophy. As many rookies are succeeding, I also look around and see Daniel Jones about to get a big extension in Indianapolis. And I see Mayfield, and I see Darnold doing pretty well in Seattle after he did pretty well in Minnesota. And I see Minnesota struggling after Darnold.
Minnesota may have made a mistake.
Correct. So is the idea different now as you look at Goff succeeding in Detroit that you go and find that and not necessarily just double down, triple down, quadruple down on the young quarterback who might save you?
But even with the Goff story, because people like to share that, Jared Goff had two back-to-back seasons in L.A.
But
where he threw for 4,700 yards.
But I was just throwing him in as an example of not going young. You don't necessarily have to. If this thing doesn't work, if we're here in 2 years and we're like, oh my God, they got to do it again, is the appetite for going and finding the next young guy going to be the same?
I'm not taking a shot at you when
I
say that. I'm just saying that, like, these are the types of things that end up happening because you are sold a bill of goods on a prospect, okay? And with Caleb Williams, like, that, it has become cultish, even now.
I know.
Where if you I'll give you an example. One of the things that I said during the drafting, because when people started talking about Patrick Mahomes, I was like, why don't you stand Patrick Mahomes and Caleb Williams next to each other? And when I brought up the idea that perhaps Caleb is shorter than optimal for what you'd want in an NFL quarterback, well, he throws from all of these arm angles. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then you get into games and you go, oh, that's why Max Crosby was able to knock down those passes. Oh, that's why Chase Young was able to knock down some of those passes. Oh, that's why he didn't see DJ Moore in the back of the end zone. Some of that stuff, it gets shouted down.
And I'm just adding that part of why it gets shouted down is because the thought process has been you take the guy and figure it out.
And I think I'm probably there. I'm probably still take, but
I might be shifting.
But you need to make sure that you have some sort of collateral, something where if your team is good,
you can pivot.
Or you can let a guy, you can incubate a guy.
If your team is good, yeah, you can incubate him.
You know, you can make it work. And not everything is, it's not all, you know, all sizes. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of this is we're fighting against what people have a preconceived notion of. That people were told, this guy is generational. This guy is Patrick Mahomes. And the way that I try to fight that emotion is to just say, look at how the quarterback position, how long it had to evolve for us to get Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And now you mean to tell me that the evolution is sped up so quickly in the game
right.
that 7 years later, there's a better version of him?
Trae Young is not Steph Curry.
You saw it last night. He wasn't Steph Curry.
I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.